All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Old Moon Podcast, episode 53. Woo! We're officially over a year old. Pog dog. I'm your host, Blue Squadron, joined as always with Jaekoon.
Hi, my name is Jaekoon. I'm an Awakening Wusume in 765 Year Score. I do a lot of endgame PvE content, such as Olens and Dungeons, and I'm currently going hard and bartering for the Ebonroid Snow. We're currently 0 to 14. We're making our way there. You can find me over at twitch.tv/JaekoonVT, V before the T.
You kind of nailed that, buddy. I'm proud of you.
I did. Oh, my
so
God.
So proud of you right now. and our boy, Blonde Bear.
Hello. I'm Blonde Bear, and I like to party.
That's all we get, man. You need to get better at the self-promotion, Bond. Bond, did you get a new webcam?
No, I don't know. Is it different?
I don't know. Maybe okay. The lighting's just better.
Better
just looks
or worse.
Good. Just looks good. He's like, really? Because my monitor is on.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I'm literally gaming in a cave with my monitor on. That's crazy. All right, so our first topic today is the global lab changes, the most significant of which was like this little footnote they put in there. Oh, and by the way, the old UI is going away. Stop using it.
Yeah, isn't that kind of crazy?
It's literally, they were like, stop using it. Stop. It's kind of like how I tell people not to play RuneScape. Like, stop playing RuneScape. You know what I mean?
What?
Like
RuneScape is so
good.
It's like 40 years old. It's older than most players.
It's one of the best.
It's
like 26 or something. Yeah, 25, 26 years old. It's older 25. Than most players.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
Unironically older than seek Jesus. Okay. sorry. So how do you guys feel? Do you guys use the old UI?
Not really. As soon as the new UI changed, I kind of moved on.
What do you mean? I just moved on.
Acclimated.
I religiously use the old menu, and when the first new menu came in, I was like, I don't need this garbage. I know where all my buttons are. If I need to channel swap, I'm there in like 3 seconds. If I need to do this or that, and there's certain functions that, like, you know, you just got used to. The problem was that when they added the newer functions on the new menu and didn't update the old menu, you kind of didn't really have a choice. And once I started using some of the newer menus, I was like, I can't stop. I have to use the new menu. So I think
you
it was
got
like,
used to it, right?
I think it was like 6 months or so ago, right before like Land of the Morning Light, I started using it a lot. And now I'm kind of stuck on it.
I've been hearing a lot of my chat complaining about, they're going to miss the old UI and they hate the new UI and stuff like that. But I feel like this is like a similar situation to the Central Market. Because when the Central Market first came, everybody, like my guild was like hating on it. I'm like, what the heck is this? This is way better. You're going to have to
get used to
it.
Everyone hated on it except for me. I felt like, at least in my guild and like my circle, everyone was like, it's going to be terrible. It's going to ruin the game. I'm going to have to quit. And then we got it and they were like,
it's the best thing.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
It's like the bird that eats the crack.
Every time. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't think it's going to be exactly like that though, because like, I think that if people had the chance to transition, they would have done it years ago. We've had that UI for like 4 years, 5 years. You know,
it's been here for a while,
but I also understand that they just don't want to support it anymore. Like it's wasting development time. And we're like, excellent. Are you going to put out, the spectate feature for AOS then, since you have more time on your hands? It'd be great.
Should they just keep it as it is? Like, is there an issue with also just keeping it unupdated?
Yeah, because then it wouldn't have all the features that the normal UI does. It would also lag the game out. Like whenever you have like just random stuff in there, I mean, it's kind of like how like the old gen of console, them constantly updating for like the PS4 and PS3 or whatever the hell, it lags the game out for everybody else. And then especially if you don't support it after a while, you're going to get these weird unnecessary bugs. So you add something new to the game, and because the old UI is structured a certain way, you end up with these crazy bugs. So, like, I understand them having to remove it after a while, but like, I know a lot of players were up in an uproar. There's some people, I am going to quit. No, you're not. Shut up. Like, get out.
I think it was definitely annoying at first, but like once you, I'm just so used to it being in the, I was for a long time, I was used to it being in the center and having all the buttons, but And like, I guess you could swap the sides of the menu or something like that. But one of the really, really cool functions about the new menu is that if you just want certain things like right on your pinned menu, like once you start actually using the functionality of the new menu and the fact that you can like edit the top row of buttons, there's so much modern functionality to the new one that, yeah, it's just one of those things that's like, oh, I don't want to change. I just like it the way it was. But honestly, it is the new menu is better. And there's like so many things you can literally do a search term. So if like I don't have a menu pinned there, but I'm going to do something like BA or whatever, I'll type in BA and then I'll
search it,
you know,
or just pin it.
Yeah.
Just pin the BA.
Yeah. I have like literally like 11 different things pinned just because, you know, between YAR, loot scroll, dice game, coupons, you know, the notepad, like, and if you don't want to pin it, you could just go to the tab that it's in. And if you've memorized those functions and numbers, like,
yeah, it's functional.
You
can
do
say,
all kinds
yeah.
of commands. Mm-hmm. Like, it's way quicker. So I think it's one of those things where, like, and there's a lot of other old UI stuff. Like, for a long time, the friends list was just atrocious, which it still is kind of atrocious, but...
I still don't use the friends list, to be honest. I still just use, like, Discord for main communication
stuff.
I
just think
of course
Discord's
you will, because you're a normal person. Who literally goes, let me get online? You know what I mean? Like, hold on.
Well,
everybody
there are
get,
some
everybody
that...
message your friends. You know what I mean?
Listen,
you're just going to DM them in Discord. That's crazy.
There's some people that don't like have Discord or don't like Discord. I've met some of those people. And so, like, I literally have a section in my friends list for, like, regular people that have just added me. I have a section for Olens, so I can just DM some people for Olens or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I have an offline section where the graveyard is for people that don't log in anymore.
The graveyard. No. Last online 1,000 days ago. Oh,
the
no.
functionality is just one of those things where it's just like, ugh, the mm-hmm. so many other UI things could be so much better if they just like.
Yeah, I remember being able to like pretty much fully customize everything in like World of Warcraft's UI. But you know, however, it was like with the help of like third party add-ons and stuff, which is just how the game functions nowadays. But and I don't expect BDO will allow us to like completely change the way the UI looks, but it would be nice if like some elements too, like I was always talking about my chat, like, oh my God, I just need more, I don't know, quick slots and cooldown slots. Cause I just like looking at or tracking, being able to track as many things as I want. Even if I don't use that skill very much, I just like looking at there and like organizing it, making my UI, it's like my workspace, right? It makes it look nice and stuff like that. So it would just be nice to just have as many cooldown
it's
and
my
quick slots
workspace.
As we wanted. It's my workspace. Yeah. It's yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
What?
No. Jake, do you see how I'm moving my arms right now? And I've got like a soda here and then I got all this other stuff. Yeah. That's your workspace, Jake. Okay. Yeah. Like I say clean your room. I mean, like actually do your adventure
you,
logs.
If you've, have you ever watched the stream and then their stream, they're literally their BDO, 50% of their UI is covering the screen. I hate that.
Oh my God,
so
it's so frustrating. It's the same person
that's what
that
I'm
has
saying,
screen
is
shake
that
on.
If you have a clean UI, you're like going to play better, right? You're going to be better at the game, I promise.
I don't know.
It feels better.
Being better. I could definitely agree it feels better, but...
Yeah, if it feels better, you feel good, right? And you're probably going to be playing better. You have a very positive mental, you know, attitude about it, you know? So I also wish I could move the mini map too. Like mini map, like maybe individual icons of the widget stuff, just like simple stuff like that. Again, I don't expect BDO to completely overhaul, let us overhaul our UI, just like our existing things to just move around and a little bit more customization here and there, you know?
That would be really cool.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, one big thing that we didn't really get to talk about before was the friends list. What would you guys like to see on your friends list? Like, let's be honest, that thing is super outdated. Nobody likes it. If you're gonna contact your friends in game, you're whispering them, right?
Yeah.
Like you're not DMing them at all. Like, what big quality of life changes would we like to see seen added to like a friends list like that?
I think the big problem with the friends list is the fact that like you don't know. I don't know every single one of my friends' alts. I don't know if they're tagged a new character. I don't know what they're doing on that character. I don't know if they're away or AFK. And on the friends list, there's no way to see like a status. Like it says you're online or it says you're offline and then it just says what character you're on. There's nothing else. And you can have like the personal DMs in there, which is okay. But like what I'd really, really, really like to see is like a status bar. Like, hey, looking for group for this random thing or looking for this or, oh, I'm in a grind spot for another 40 minutes. I'll be free in, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. If there was like a status bar similar to like BattleNet's thing And then, like, I don't know, like, just something so that you can put a message out there that goes to everybody on your friends list. I feel like that would add so much more of that.
That's actually so true.
Like the away or AFK or available thing, or the do not disturb, like I'm grinding or something, you know, like just...
True.
I don't know, like maybe there's a little icon if you're killing a mob or something. Like, there's like so much of these tiny little itty-bitty things they could add that would be like, oh my gosh, what a lifesaver. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel it like would that'd be so sick.
Yeah, I like, oh yeah, status bar would be crazy. And that can't be that hard to implement, right? Like, I could literally just put like streaming in there, like offline but grinding or something. So people know that they can message me or like that I'm actually around. You know what I mean?
It would be cool for the promotional stuff too. Like, oh, now streaming, twitch.tv, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, you know, that did you guys know that if you press P, you have like a little thing at the bottom left of your screen, your little character box that people can like inspect you and see your little catchphrase? Did you has you ever done that to a player in the game before? Like, I think I've done it twice or three times.
Wait, you can see somebody's catchphrase
accidentally? Yeah, you can take like a little message when people inspect you, like sort of like World of Warcraft where you inspect players. You have to walk up to them in the world.
Walk up to them, yeah.
Well, I don't know, but how do I set mine?
You you just press P and then edit it down there. There's a little
Oh my god, I did put this. I'm standing by with supreme confidence. Oh my god, that's like 6 years old.
What does it say?
Blue leader is standing by with supreme confidence. Bro, that's crazy. We used to say that. Vessel Vision and I used to say supreme confidence as a meme so that we could int our gear. We would literally just hurl our boss gear against the wall. And we would just like, it's going to go. You have to have supreme confidence. And then we would grind for like, it would go straight back to Pry. And then we'd go straight back to Desert Falcons and grind again. Like, it was like, and around it went. You know what I mean? Like, it was just supreme confidence was like the meme that we always had. That's insane. I almost want to leave it. I'm just going to leave it there. That's crazy. It's what's your guys'? Yeah, what's your guys?
Mine just says twitch.tv/blondbear.
Same.
Yours says blondbear too?
Why mine doesn't say blondbear. Blondbear. Mine says mine.
Well, now okay, I feel left out.
BTV before the T, okay?
Okay, I do want to point out that, like, I have, like, this little fashion show going on in Heidel, and there are two guys here.
One pun.
Yeah.
There's one here, and there's one over here. There are two men. And y'all wonder why the females keep getting all the outfits and stuff. That's all I'm saying.
There's not enough male classes.
It is.
What do you mean? We need like 10 more males.
Yeah, and then look at his outfit. Honestly, he's
kind of gaming. The new Elderwood outfit. That one's so good.
It is
so good.
So good. It's really, really good.
The effect gets dyed as well.
What?
There's a little effect thing. Yeah, if like if you dye it, it also changes the color. The effect from what I was
really
saying.
Who told you that?
I just saw it. I just someone told me in my chat.
Listen, I dyed it up. I didn't. Which piece do I have to dye to do that? So
I have no idea. It's probably the chest. Like I have a feeling it's the chest piece because that's what it is on Shy. Right when you wear the chest piece, it changes on Shy.
Yeah. Okay. So Jay, you didn't really speak on the friend changes too much. Is there anything that you would like added to like your friends list?
Honestly, if they added like the status thing. That would be nice because I would just put, hey, contact me on Discord. That's what I would put on my status. If you want to talk to me, just contact me on Discord.
No, just contact me on X.
It's like in Medium. On X, yeah.
Yeah, on X. Like that would go hard. Yeah,
I really have no idea what to put on the friends list. Again, I don't really use it. Have high hopes for it.
Okay, I know what Jay's answer is going to be for this one. Is there any other aspects of the UI that you guys would like to see clean, like to see like cleaned up completely? I know what my answer is. I will just go ahead and say it. I think that the searching for guild thing, like this guild rankings UI, this is ancient.
And so old. This is like so from the original game. Like, I don't think there's anything been changed about like, that function at all.
This score is useless, right? The guess, we have no idea what that is. Final battle score. Who? Like, you don't know what any of this stuff does. And to be clear, they could clean this up so that guilds could be more competitive for life skilling, for example. Like, you can organize by gathering level. Do you guys even know you could do this? But like,
what?
It's so poorly done that like most people don't ever use this menu. And the funny thing is, they updated it so that the icons were better, but they didn't really fix the menu so that you could like look at a guild's like actual stats and stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like investigate guilds. So like, I don't know. I think that this is my menu that I'd like to see like super cleaned up and like look a lot more crispier. Mm-hmm. Blonde, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, completely. I every time I think of the guild searching function, all it does is remind me of Rocklick Deep and
he's having flashbacks to Nom, bro.
Yes, literally, it's just like, no, no, please, not again. It just floods all back, and so yeah, it's atrocious. It's like there's so many like irrelevant things in there. Like I think that the guild pages like almost completely make that irrelevant. Like I feel like there are some other better scores that they could put there, or you're like node war or siege history, or just something that like has things notated like that. I feel like the current function is just like so 2000 and late, you know what I mean? Like we have so many other things.
2000 and late.
The guild pages are so cool because you could see like the comments of people like, oh hey, I was just did guild bosses with this guild, it was so neat. And then they can do their own images and like PNGs and that stuff. Like that stuff is like really, really cool. So I don't know if they could somehow kind of bridge the gap between those two things would be a lot nicer, because the current function is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay, I have a feeling I know what your answer is going to be, but you might not even know.
Can you tell me what my answer is going to be?
You don't know. The alchemy. Yeah, yeah. We'll see if it's the same. And then we'll all know. Yeah, you tell me. And then we'll say it at the same time.
That's what I was going to say.
1, 2, 3, alchemy. Yeah.
Alchemy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
100%. I mean, alchemy system has been super, super old. I mean, they could definitely update. I mean, it looks so, it's like okay now for what it does, because all you do for the most part is just recharge. That's what I use it for. I just recharge my alchemy stone with it, right? And so it doesn't really need an update for that. But if they plan to, you know, rework alchemy stones in the future, definitely it could use an update. I feel like the pet menu also just a little bit can also be updated just a bit. It looks a little bit, it's still like very functionally the same since it came out, right? So it's just like a list of up and down. Maybe it could be a little bit more you know, spruced up and stuff like that. So those would be my two answers.
Yeah, no, completely agree. I think there's honestly, I think they've done a pretty good job of cleaning up the UI like over the course of like the last year or two, but like they still definitely have a little bit of a ways to go as they simplify the game. I think the UI kind of the simplification kind of comes with the UI changes too, I think. If we look over at the global lab changes for bartering got some significant changes. I wouldn't call them buffs necessarily. There's some quality of life stuff in there, but they're not really buffs. I don't know. I'm a barterer and I wasn't super excited about it, but like they made getting your characters about 10 days easier, maybe 12. So you could probably get your Carrick inside of about 22 days. If you did your dailies every day and like did your bartering and stuff, you could probably get your Carrick in about 22-ish days. It's really going to come down to the Cox Pirate artifact combat seals that you need, but they gave you more of those too. So like, I think this is just a W, but like also they're just going to add Carricks to the central market anyway. So like, I think this is kind of a preparation change.
Oh,
like,
was that planned?
Yes. That's what they said at the ball. Yeah. They said that they're just going to add Carricks to the central market anyway so that players can buy them. So like,
I think
most players are probably just waiting for that change. Blonde, do you have a Carrick yet?
Nope. No, I just do not. I got like a million boat materials in one of my storages, but, and I do like con and I do some sailies every once in a while. I don't have any of that stuff. No, I'd love to buy it, but I don't know. I've been watching Jay nonstop do the, do the sea monster hunting, but every time I watch him do his sea monster hunting, I'm not actually watching him do that part. I'm watching him watch interesting videos on YouTube, and so I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
Do I want to get the null, or is watching Jay enough for me?
Really,
like, is this gonna satisfy my urge? Like, do I even really need to go out into the water? Because he's kind of doing this, and you know, I'm kind of there with him. Like,
that's my goal. Like, your goal was Elviad, and I don't want to do that. But this is something that I want to do. So,
and Noel's been on like a list, but I don't know. After watching you do it, I'm kind of like, okay, you know, I can appreciate this from afar, but I don't know if I want to do this at all.
It's definitely not the most, you know, riveting gameplay, and that's why I put up those internet videos so we can like watch, you know, listen to spooky stories while we're bartering.
What if I can buy it? Is that what you do now? You're just like a React Andy?
React annual grinding for the null. That's what I've been doing the last week. I've opened 11 chests so far in the last week. I think that's pretty good. We've been getting an average of 1 to 2 chests per day, honestly, per session. And that's it's going a lot faster because it's a 1% chance, right? So surely after the 100th one, it should drop, right?
Oh, sweetie, butter pumpkin.
Not me jinxing it right now.
I will see you in 6 months when you still don't have it. Honestly, we might hit the 2-year anniversary of the podcast. We'll see, though. Like that would go super hard.
Well, at least I
can
put as much like effort into it in comparison to like people are like, oh, I'm just gonna barter for the null. It's 2 million crow coins. You're limited on crow coins per day. Whereas this one, you can put in as much effort as you want, right? You can do pirates for like literally 12 hours and have probably a better average chance than getting it in the time it takes you to get 2 million crow coins. So, but yeah, bartering is one of the more difficult light skills to get started because you need, you know, first you need a decent boat, and then once you finally get a decent boat, you pretty much reinvest anything and you're kind of making zero money. And you know, I've been heavily bartering over the last week, and people like, I always get freaking a question about, hey, is bartering decent now? Do I make any money? And then I'm always a little bit embarrassed to say that I'm not much because again, I'm reinvesting everything into my boat.
Yeah, like that's what people don't understand, and that's what you don't tell them so that they think that it's okay to do it, right? Like,
I see, yeah,
because like if you just tell them, yeah, you'll make like 1.5 bill a day in like 4 hours, they're like, that's pretty bad, but that's not like that bad. Because see, if you lead off with, you're going to make 700 million a day for 5 hours of work, they're going to say, why are you doing this? Are you stupid? Like, what are you even thinking? Like, that's how bad bartering is, because you have to put all of your crow coins back into your ship to get the green gear and then to go get the blue gear or to make your second Carrick, right? Like there's almost never a point when you're not using, or when you're using your crow coins for money. And that's the biggest problem with bartering, is that the only real money you get is from selling T5 mats. You're just not making a whole lot, you know what I mean, from the T5 mats every day. It's maybe 700 mil a day, and that's if you have all the bartering routes unlocked. So like
I mean, to put in perspective, the amount of crow coins you need, so first you need 40,000. Let's say you just have a base Carrick, right? So you need 40,000 crow coins for each of the pieces of, 10,000 per gear, and there's 4 pieces of gear, so you need 4,000 crow coins for just base. Then you need more crow coins to upgrade that to plus 10, and then you need about 50,000 crow coins to upgrade into blue gear, and then you need some more crow coins after that to upgrade that to plus 10. So you're realistically spending like at least 300,000 crow coins. And if we count up how much crow coins you're getting per day, you're capped at like, I don't know, like 5 to 7K crow coins per day, depending on your role on Hakoven, because Hakoven can roll like 1 to 600. It's one of your biggest or one of your lowest crow coin, barters out there. And so I think the global lab changes on acquiring a carry faster is great and all, but again, it still doesn't freaking fix and improve the issue on how little income it actually makes in comparison to the other life skills, other active life skills like gathering and hunting, especially when it requires like so much effort, right? So much to get the ball rolling with this life skill. And I feel like most people agree it's because it's capped, right? It's capped, and you're limited to 3 resets per day, and the cart parlay is capped at 1 million, which gets consumed fairly quickly, because there's actually barter items that you can trade for that consumes more parlay. I'm sure you've seen it. It's the T5 barter mats that don't trade for anything. It's just 15 mil, right? Instead of just like the other ones that do trade for core coins. But those ones cost way more parlay. And you kind of need the rest of your parlay to make sure you have a healthy stock of barter goods. So you're kind of disincentivized to even do those trades in the first place if you want to, again, upkeep your barter goods. So, and the suggestion I was going to make to just keep everything just mechanically the same is to just simply introduce, I don't know, like barter mastery or imperial bartering, where, you know, mastery can just passively improve the current bartering aspects. Like mastery brackets would reduce weight of barter goods by a certain amount, maybe even increase total barter trades. Like imagine you're over 2K mastery, you can do the Margoria crow coin trades a second time or something. Maybe having higher mastery allows you to have another reset of bartering for the day, or maybe you could influence the amount of crow coins traded. And then imperial bartering, and imperial bartering could just be like imperial cooking, imperial alchemy. You just send in materials, right? Send in those barter goods, show, give it to the NPC, get it, get silver. Maybe having hired barter master increases part profit margin, right? And I think that would be the simplest way to improve income per day while keeping it essentially the same mechanics of four. I do like that they're reducing the hour of cooldown. It's going from 4 hours to two, so you can kind of finish your bartering in 2 hours if you're pretty fast on it, if you're pretty good with your item management and stuff like that. But yeah, all in all, bartering needs a lot of help, and P has been doing a lot to improve on acquiring character faster, but again, it's still so little incentive to use the Carrick for profit making in comparison to the other life skills.
That's so weird to me, because when it came out, when the ocean expansion came out, they were like, we want you to be able to live on the water. You know what I mean? Like, that's all you do. Mm-hmm. And it really did feel like you could totally do that. You know what I mean? And like, in many ways, today,
because every 4 hours it reset, right? It was infinite bartering in the beginning. And people were actually making like really good money. But then PA was like, no, no fun.
And then they're bringing down, like barter times. You can refresh like every 2 hours now instead of four. It's pretty crazy. So like, I mean, that's good, but also you still only get three barter refreshes a day. So like, you're not just not making any money. It's just making no money. You're making like 200 mil on each refresh. Like, maybe you could make like 300 mil because you're excluding crow coins in most cases, right? That's what most people don't want to tell you. That's like the gotcha journalism that most people don't want to tell you. And so like, bartering needs to be buffed like almost times three of what it is right now. Like, T5 mats need to be almost tripled in order to even bring it close to something like hunting. I'm not even looking at like grinding. I'm like looking at hunting. I have like the best boat in the game for bartering. I have an advance with full blue gear. I have almost perfect innocent sailors, right? I've got full Tet Manos accessories and stuff. So like, my speed is out of like crazy. It takes me about 3.5 to 4 hours to finish my three bartering runs sustainably, right? I could do them faster and like only do the money ones, but you can't do that all the time. You can't sustain it, right? So it's like, to sustainably barter, you're making like 3.5 to 4 hours. You could do all three refreshes theoretically with the best boat in the game, and you're only making 700 mil a day, right? Like, raw, like, that's it. And you have to keep some of them so that you can trade later. Like, it's kind of bad. Like, it needs to be buffed, but so do most of the life skills, right? Like, most of the life skills need a buff really bad.
It's been years since we've had a big push for that.
And yeah, like, since the Manos update.
Heavily.
Yeah, like, basically since the Manos update. Okay, so the other changes on the global labs, actually, we're going to get them live, or at least some of them live this week. We're actually getting Pilaku Dekia tonight.
Let's go.
Yeah. And so like, that is garbage. I don't know I don't know if you guys heard about how much money it is, but like,
no.
Have you guys like Jay, have you heard anything about this?
I did watch Hugh grind it, and he was making like a little under a bill an hour.
No, he said he was making 700. Like, I caught him at like hour three or four, and he was like, guys, this kind of sucks. Because the drop is a Sissel's necklace, right? Like, that, like, everything else has the same drop rate as like History and Achman, but like, the drop is a Sissel's necklace and not a tongue red, right? So like, she's kind of miserable. So like, you're not making good money. But I will say that, like, for what it's worth, even if you're only making 700 mil an hour, the mob density has got to be way better, right? Pilaku, I mean, we've all done our Pilaku grind, right? Pilaku's biggest problem is that there's just no mob density in the whole zone. So like, I think that Dekia probably will fix that. Hopefully.
That's what I was gonna say, is that even if maybe you're not making as much money because there's a treasure there, I think that's why people are still gonna go there for an easier time with the map if they don't already have the map. So that's what I was gonna, that was my like justification, I guess, for why you're not making as much money, is because there is a treasure there. So
I feel like most people have just been waiting ever since we talked about Dekia or whatever, and they're like, oh, I'll go there eventually. People postpone it so much. Now it's like, oh, okay, I don't really have to postpone. I can make a little bit of money, I can work on my treasure. I don't know. Is there anything new coming with it, or is it literally just an updated spell with a little bit more silver? Like, I haven't seen anything about it. Is there no new thing?
It does drop Debereka earrings, and so...
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess there's a
All of them
chance
do.
of
Yeah. Everybody in Valencia is getting. It's interesting how they're
that.
like pushing the earrings a lot for all these places. I guess maybe, I don't know. They were
Yeah,
trying
it
to
is kind of
they're
weird, isn't
trying
it?
on
Land of, you know how like Land of
It's
One you
the
liked
earring
first was like,
everywhere.
oh, it was so abysmal to get an earring, but now
Yeah.
it's like you get an earring, you get an earring. He's
They're really
Oprah.
feeling
He's
that
Oprah.
group grind spot regret, huh? Oh,
The
sorry,
regret.
we didn't know you guys hated group grinding. Here's a bunch of single spots. Sorry, guys. Like, holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I just wanted to talk on it a little bit. One other thing that I do want to touch on is we've had some pretty banger events lately.
Yeah, dude, the recent oh my God, yeah, the last few events have been nuts,
Yeah, like the
dude.
daily quest thing that you're doing to get like a maid and like all that other stuff, and
Yes.
like those things are so good. And I think they're new, right? Like this is like a new thing.
Yeah.
They've never done something like this before. I
Yes.
honestly think that the
Yes.
CMGM, whoever came up with this, is an absolute unit. Because what I like about it so much is that you can just do what you want to do, right? If I want to go grind mobs, the game will reward you for grinding mobs more, right? You can just pick the grind mobs one. If I want to play the game, like if I want to go gather, I can just go gather more, right? I don't feel required to go AFK fish. I don't feel required to like, oh, I gotta go horse train a little bit if I, you know, like no, it's just like whatever you feel like you're gonna do the most.
Yeah.
It is, and I love events like that because, like, in a sandbox MMO, I really do feel like that is the kind of event that you should run. And like, especially for me, I take the random one because like I can do everything, and I like that. Like I can do
You get two
everything
extra
play
seals
style.
too from doing it random as
Right.
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
I
think
just
they
think
did
it's
a good
super
job
cool.
with the, what was it, the cup event we just recently had, and I talked about that. I'm like, they need to do more stuff similar in this aspect where you're just like getting an array of things. Like the cups are one of those progress things where it's like, you know, when we break down how much you're making or an hour, or how much you're going to grind for, what your goals are, it's like, okay, Black Star, then accessories, your boss gear, your Caphras. But this is one of those things that is on your list too, but it's like, okay, when am I going to get to this? I don't know when. And now you get this event where you just kind of can grind a bunch, get a bunch of materials, and now you have a few cups. And now that eliminates some of your extra progress you have to do. And this is the same thing. There's so many of these like newer players or midway players that are reaching their way to the end, and they don't have any work. There's end game players I know that don't have any workers in Land of the Morning Lights. They don't have any of their new homes, any of their new Macalods. They don't have the like any of the new crystals at all. Like they don't have any of the new super crystals. And I'm just like, you know, like this is one of those methods where it's like, okay, here's a bunch of crystals. And like what, the ore event drops strikes too or whatever. Like it's like this is one of those cool things where it's like you're collecting those other things that is just another thing on the tally list of things to do, but it's not like a main gear piece, but it's one of those side grade things that you need to work on. And just introducing more of these things, like I said before with the last event, I was like, this is really cool. But I really also do like the Old Moon one where it's like, hey, it's like sort of like dailies, but like you kind of have some really cool rewards for it. And like, yeah, there's the RNG element of picking the random one. I think that the design is really cool. And it's not even like a lot of stuff. It's just like a little bit. Play like for less than an hour. You know what I mean? You know? I think that's a really, really good design choice for
It's
events. Yeah.
absolutely nailed it. Not even my favorite event that's going on right
Wait,
now.
which one?
What was your
The
favorite
quest one or the
event?
ore one?
Well, the ore one is absolutely goated too. The ore one is
Yes.
incredible. It's so good.
Yeah.
But I do want to point out that the best event so far, at least that I feel like is running right now and really hits outside the box, is actually the screenshot event. I think that the
Oh,
screenshot
really?
event, like where essentially what Perlovis is doing is they're saying that, okay, you're all going to submit your screenshots for a contest, and whoever wins the screenshot based on who can mix and match their outfit enough or like the most, they will sell your like guy and like the things that you put on like to mix and match your outfit. They will sell it, you know what I mean, on the Pearl Shop for other players to make. And
Oh,
that's
like a
super
bundle?
cool.
That's
Yes,
insane.
isn't that
Ooh.
so cool? Yeah, it's absolutely insane. So
That's
like,
really cool.
yeah, I think that that's super sick, and I think it gets a lot of engagement. I got to go look at it and stuff. Obviously, like the winning, the most upvoted post right now is just the Berserk outfit. But like, no shocker there. And to be clear, they did not exclude the Berserk outfit from the contest. So like,
Oh, yeah.
they did
That's
not
why
exclude
so many
it.
people posting about that was so that we
Oh
can
my
get it to
God.
resell.
Correct.
Oh my
Yes.
God,
Oh my God.
That is the reason. Yes,
Everybody
that
upload
is the
that.
reason.
I was
Yeah.
wondering what that was. I saw a Reddit post too about it. I was like, okay, like,
Yeah,
what, am I
everyone's trying
missing
to get
something?
people. Yeah. Everyone's trying to get people to release the or like get them to release the Berserk outfit.
There's
the worst
no
part,
way they would do that.
There's but they would have listed it because they listed the Bugatti set and like the other sets as like, okay, yeah, those can't win. Because I posted my Bugatti set and they were like, my Bugatti set and they were like, sit the fuck down.
Dude, if they did that, I feel like they would make so much money, bro. Because there are so many people that want that costume so bad. I would buy it immediately.
On multiple characters.
Back in the day, I was like, this doesn't even look that good. They'll do events like this all the time. Boy, was I mistaken, bro. Like, I'm like, oh, I should have got that. I'm freaking,
you're messed up,
man. Yeah, but I did that event. Like, you talked to like Zod and everything, and like they made his own model and everything. That event was so sick. Man, do I regret not doing one of those things, dude.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, that's why, like, I'm so glad they don't do this more often, because if they knew that I would just shamelessly buy, as long as they just put limited edition in the thing.
Yeah.
I don't even care if the outfit looks bad. Well, now I have to get it.
Because
in a couple
of
years, I'm goated with it, right? Like, I'm going to put on my Bugatti set right now, all my Bugatti homies, but, like, not very many people have the Bugatti set because it's ugly as sin. It's kind of goated because you're the only one that has it, right?
Yep.
It's kind of juiced. So, like, I like stuff like that, but I also don't like it because, see, then I have to actually spend money. Yep. It's like really
it's
annoying.
A marketing term for that. It's like, I feel like it's like sense of urgency or something like that for
like the time value
get people
of money.
To like, oh my God, I have to get it. It's not going to be available anymore. You know,
FOMO. Yeah. Like FOMO. Yeah. People are calling it FOMO.
Toilet paper,
thank you
not
guys.
The toilet paper.
The fear of missing out. Yeah.
Yeah. The like FOMO is huge.
Yeah. It goes huge. And like, I mean, I'm glad that they don't do that more often because, like, to be honest, like it would get old pretty quickly. But
if
like
every
once a year,
was limited,
yeah.
Be like, okay, oh when is
God,
this
bro.
Gonna end, bro?
Like, Naraka
that's how
does
Lost
that.
Ark is.
Yeah.
And Lost Ark does like these weird seasonal outfits, and it's like once it's out of the shop, like only if it rotates will you ever see it again. But you probably won't. So you have to, you like want to buy every costume every week, and it does not feel good because you're just like, ugh, again, really, I gotta buy this one too. So yeah.
Yeah. Where all these witches
come
from?
Also, I was gonna say they were also doing this event for the new. Have you guys seen the new? I guess it's like an academia outfit, but it's like a sweater version of it. And
yeah,
they actually had an event where you like players could name it. Like, oh, we're looking for the name for this outfit. Can you name it for us? And that's gonna be the official name for it. I like that they're doing that kind of stuff.
That's
like community,
cool. Big community
like,
building kind of
yeah,
things.
Big community that's building stuff. Yeah, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome.
Yeah,
but yeah, like in any way involving the community and just like that kind of stuff goes a long way with like the sentiment the community will hold for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that like that. Honestly, this is just a slam dunk for PA, right? Like they get us all to submit screenshots. They don't even have to design an outfit.
Nope.
We're all happy.
Just relaunch
right?
what they got.
Yeah, they're just recycling an old outfit, bro. Like, what is this? Like, how do we like this so much? You know
it's
what I
W,
mean?
Win-win.
But I like stuff like that because it's really good community engagement. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're looking for out of an event is engagement out of the community. So, like, yeah, I really do think that, like, events like that, and then, again, the Ore event, I think the Seal event is probably my number two right now, and then the Ore event's probably number three. And stuff like that. And it's good because for a while, all we got was just reduce, reuse, recycle events.
Yeah, it's so funny. I feel like we just talked about that, and now we've had like nonstop, like
custom,
very different,
awesome.
Unique events like that are really good.
Yeah,
kind of cool.
Like now, all we're missing is the world shaping events that we like so much, or that we would like so much.
It would be so interesting if we had, I think we talked about it before, like a dynamic world event where I think we talked about like an area getting corrupted and everybody wants to go there and there's an exclusive thing. I feel like that'd be so just, I don't know. It just would get everybody involved and interacting with each other. You know what I mean?
Mysteries of Summer would go so hard.
Mysteries of Summer would
it would
be
go
so,
so
right
hard.
Now.
I would be covering that stuff like News Channel 5, watching people do that event. It would be so funny. It's such a fun event to like get involved with and try to figure out as a community. So like, I don't know. I think that Mysteries of Summer would be kind of goated, be a super crazy amount of fun. So hopefully they bring that back this year. Yeah, whoever in the office got the Rock Look Deep, man, they were like fired. So like we can just like move past that now. You know what I mean? It's totally fine.
No.
But like, yeah, again, world shaping events that like, hey, there are orcs trying to invade Heidel Castle, and then everybody has to run up and defend like Heidel Castle that's nearby or whatever. That would be pretty cool. Where everyone's working together to fight all these PvE mobs and like the big bosses and stuff that come through. I think that would be cool, and you'd get a lot of community engagement from it. Be really easy to like make rewards and stuff or something like that too.
I was gonna say they've done events before where it's kind of like a voting system. You know how like, oh, do you think EU or NA is gonna win, and you have to like pick up this item, right? And then you get a reward based on that.
They do, like, in the
and I feel like they could scale it up to those world scale events where like, oh, these orcs are invading Heidel, but also these Achman mobs are invading Valencia. Or are you going to defend Heidel? Or are you going to defend Valencia? And then based on
see who like, kills more mobs in the world, area.
See the total amount of mobs killed. Yeah, you get certain rewards, or maybe like something will change about the world because of the player's actions and stuff like that. So
that would be so cool.
That would be sick. And like honestly, if you pit NA versus EU. You know, you could basically run them at the same time so that EU is doing theirs at like 6 a.m. and we're doing ours at like 5 p.m. Would be honestly perfect. And I think a fair and balanced challenge would be super fine. But like anything where you pit like the regions against each other, or even like the players get to play together against the common enemy.
Patriotic.
Yeah. Well, he's not wrong. Well, yeah, well, he's not wrong. Like, you're always rooting for your region, right? Like, if SEA versus, like, an SEA versus KR versus Japan, like, bro, that went crazy. They had to tell people to stop being racist. Like, it was insane. Like, it was crazy. Not that that's necessarily a good thing, but, like people get really excited about events like that. It doesn't have to be that hardcore. And it doesn't always have to be PvP. You can do it in PvE too. You can do it for life skilling too. Although, please don't do it in life skilling. Europe will destroy us in life skilling. It won't even be close. I'm telling you, there are so many more life skillers on EU. It's actually insane. It's actually kind of crazy.
They'd have to make it a quality and not a quantity kind of contest. You know what I mean? If they were to do something like that at all. Because I feel like, just the amount of people would just make it ridiculous. It'd be uncontestable.
Yeah, it would like actually go insane. All right, so we talked about events last week. We talked about the bartering. Did I miss any of the Global Lab stuff? Do any of you guys know? Do you guys know why we're not getting the Dekia Sulfur Mine? I think it's because it's like bugged or something.
Are we not getting Sulfur Mine? Is it just
Pilaku? No, it's just Pilaku. As far as I know, I just went over the batch notes. It is only Pilaku.
Maybe they're staggering it out.
Also, we talk about this. The April Fool's event this year is...
Oh, what is it?
It's a donkey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the damn donkey again. Hey, the Shies win again. It's actually ridiculous.
It's
so annoying.
They should have made Donkadoom, you know? That would have been way cooler this event this year, you know?
You say Donkey Doom?
Yeah, Donkadoom. And then it just like it does instant excels like 4 times or something. Just like switch it up, you know.
I mean, like, it should have been like, I don't know, anything else, dude. They could do so much stuff with the April Fool's event. Like, one year they had like accessories
they
dropping
given
from
everybody
everywhere.
A fake merchant ring that would have been so good.
No,
right,
no.
Last, no, they did that with the compass when I was grinding for the compass. I didn't like that so much, Jay. Okay.
Blue, did we do that before or after the podcast, Jay? What? The grind session where I got the drop, that one drop.
Oh, the duo.
We talked about it on the podcast last week. I went grinding with Jay and I ended up getting a duo Debo drop, which is arguably more rare than the merchant ring itself. And so I, you know, it was freaking stupid thing. I'm grinding this week with some friends and with Garnier the other morning, and another duo dropped within a 7-day period of the other one dropping. I'm about to rip my hair out. It's freaking insane. What are the chances? What is the statistical number?
Did
chance?
You get both duo Debos?
I got two duo Debos raw drops at Olin's in a 7-day stint. What the man? I was so mad.
And you got like, a duo. And you got a duo Vahas from your dungeon
I
box 2 weeks
duo
in a row.
Vaha from the dungeon. That's just.
That's normal. That's a normal Tuesday night.
Yeah, like, I thought that's how you're supposed to do the dungeons.
Yeah, you're not getting a duo Baja, you're doing it wrong, by the way.
Dude, I was so tilted because I was so excited because it was from the arm, and I was like, okay, okay, we got something. What a waste.
Yeah. I love it. What a waste. Duo fucking Devereka earring
so
drop.
Stupid,
like,
bro.
What
I know,
a
right?
waste,
it's
he says. Oh my goodness.
You'll know when you get the ring is if you just do a fist pump, because the ring doesn't give you like you're jumping in the air cheer. It's like a little
it
fist
does the
bump.
Chest box fist bump, yeah.
Well, as great as our events have been, I did want to touch on like the April Fools just being a total. The thing I like the most about the April Fools event is they always give, or they used to, always give like a class a swap outfit box. So like you got like a new outfit from another class. Right, for your class.
Yeah.
Right?
They used to do that a lot.
I love that. It's so much fun. Plus, it makes me really hard to identify. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they gave me, like a Mystic Banha set. Exactly. They gave me a Mystic Banha set, no one would ever bother me to grind zone. They would walk up to me, I would start grunting. Yeah. They would look at the outfit and be like, okay, yeah, it's a Mystic. And then they would walk away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, true. I could totally fool them. Deception check. But nope. I was really hoping that they would give us another. I don't think that we got one this time. I don't think that we got another swap box this time. And we got the donkey event, the same one we got last year. Just kind of frustrating. But we'll see.
It'd be cool if we could vote. Like they put like a poll, like, oh, I want this outfit for this class, you know, from another class. And we can influence them.
We can influence them. Jay's like, we can make it. Can make it work for us.
We want that Shia outfit now, on that Zerker.
They said that we're gonna go in a different direction with like fashion and outfits and BDO. I'll admit, I feel like they did that for exactly one outfit. Okay.
The Academia one?
The Academia outfit. The Academia, and then we went right back to it. Now, to be clear, the Rose Noir is probably the most goated outfit they have released in 3 years.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
The Rose Noir is good on every female in the game. It's just so good. But how would you guys like to see them kind of branch outside the box a little bit? What kind of outfit would you like to see? Blondberry, you're kind of weird. You play a male class. What kind of outfits would you like to see?
More of whatever the Elderwood was. If I could get Elderwood on female classes, that would be so sick. Because the only cool costume I like on the Scholar is the Nuvarakhant. Anything that's more of this like plate, ominous darkness, like spikes on my crown, edgy lord thing. Like, I love that stuff. More plates. Just give me a giant plate suit, please. I love it. Like when the Jungle Beast Berserker outfit came out of the art contest that they did in KR, I was like, when I saw the entries like years ago, I was like, oh man, I hope it wins. And it won. And it's one of my favorite costumes on the Zerker. Every time they do these big giant metal plates with spikes and stuff. I don't know. I love that silly stuff. It's just always so cool. And even on female classes, I'd love that stuff. That would be so cool to me.
Yeah. I mean, like there's a lot that they could do with like the outfits in the game. Even if you just gave us like,
there's
you can dress up like a golem.
Yeah.
Jay would throw his money at the screen. It wouldn't even be close. It would be
if
over.
If they just did more of the Nuvarakhant style in general, if they could add so much more, quote unquote, like artificial time to grind by just adding all these costumes to all these spots. Like, that's how you can reinvent a lot of older spots. Just make a cool costume drop from it. If I got to go kill 20 hyenas in Midaya or whatever, I'm going to go do it. If I'm going to get some cool hyena looking costume, like, I don't know. Like, it literally just that kind of stuff would drive players nuts, I feel. Like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, anything that, like, obviously I'd like it to be obtainable, like, free. I think almost they could do this at, like, every grind zone in the game. They could have, like, an outfit drop for that grind zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can dress up like those mobs. You know what I mean? And then, like, wouldn't it be cool is if, like, when you dressed up as like, let's say you got like a Serendia Elvia like Fogans. I'm using this as an example because Shy has like a Naga outfit. But like, if you have like Serendia Elvia Fogans and you put on the outfit and you like RP walk through them, they wouldn't attack you. And the second you take out your weapon or whatever, like they'd attack you. But like, I don't know, some little like inconsequential stuff like that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. like anything like that. But like in terms of like outfits that they could branch out like in town, I don't know. Jay, what would you like to see?
I was thinking they could do a KDA situation where
it's like, Queen,
there it would be like these, I don't know, if they would pick five of the females because boys aren't allowed. Yeah. And then they would form like a, I don't know, a K-pop group, and then they would have their own like style, you know,
like themes.
I don't know what we would call it, but
and they could make music too. The problem is the five classes. The tragic thing here is no one in the BDO community is actually allowed to have fun like that unless you're shy.
Yeah, APDP.
Like I don't know
I saw on the Calpheon Ball they had the other characters playing the flute and stuff, right? Did you saw that, right?
No, I did not. What do you mean?
It is an emo.
I would go so hard.
You're playing it, but
bro, we get a Mystic on some drums. You know what I mean? Get some Dark Knight like strumming out to an electric guitar with some like goth mommy shit.
Yeah, I think they could do bundled costumes of like groups of like
so hard,
like a handful of people.
You know how League does like these, I don't know,
the themed outfits where it's like a group theme, right?
It's like an anime. They do videos or something, like you know, for KDA they did like a music video to promote those outfits, and I feel like that they could do something like that for
that
video.
It
would have some sort of, you know, animation to just promote those outfits, right?
It would go so
right
hard.
Now, I think the only promotion is just, hey, this is on the Pearl Shop, this is on the Global Labs or something, and this is coming up, that's it.
Yeah, it would go like literally so hard, I think. And again, that's outside the box, right? Like the K-pop theme is like crazy different than anything we've ever seen before. But that would also require them to add like a they don't even have to add the music. They could hit like, just do it. Okay, just give it to us. Like, they don't even have to add like the music, but like they could release like a KDA cover too, where they're all like singing together and stuff. You know what I mean? That would be cool, right? Other games do that too. Like Jay said, League is not the only example of like games that kind of do this. Okay, well, get outside the MOBA genre, but even still, it'd be super cool. Also, how do you feel about doing something like World of Warcraft did, where you have like the weird like pink pony thing, like the unicorn rainbow pony like outfit thing? Like, what do you think about doing that for like our mounts and stuff?
Oh, like a tier 10 skin, but is
doesn't even have to be T10, just a normal horse skin that like you put it on and it's got like rainbows. Some crazy stuff.
I wouldn't mind it personally. I mean, that's kind of like going the Lost Ark road where, you know,
yeah, where you're kind of like breaking kind of immersion to do this crazy, wild, wacky stuff. I mean, if they want to go down that path, they go down that path. I kind of like that everything is still sort of almost within the realm of believing of, like, it being themed, right? But, I don't know. It usually reaches a critical mass point where at some point you're just like, okay, we're going to just make everything silly now. Nothing's, like, serious, but it's whatever.
I like that they stuck to it. Blonde. Speak your mind. So you okay, are you very
personally
pro anti druid? Okay, because the reason, and see, I'm bringing this back around on him now. I'm gonna backhand him with this. Okay, so the reason that Jae Kim does not want to introduce a druid or a shape-shifting class to the game, or even an outfit that would let berserker turn into like a tiger or something, like a succession berserker, is because it would break immersion.
Yeah,
against that
immersion? I like the fact that they've had this sort of, they have like a certain barrier of like, we're not going to really break this too much. I think the farthest it's gone with some outfits is like, obviously Bugatti's silly, but they still made it look like a knight's outfit as like a horse theme thing. And the only other thing is like, what is it, there's like a cyber costume that the tamer has where she literally has like a cyber cat helmet thing. There's a few things that are like kind of on the barrier edge of breaking it, but usually everything is like fantasy-esque in a big way. So I think they do a good job of that. Blonde? I think they could go with the druid route. I don't know why. I think that druid themes and like stuff like that could work. I don't know why they don't want to. Like, I just think that if we're going to be like Lost Ark where we're in giant plushy dino suits, like that is like another dimension apart from like what our current costume sets are. But again, that's just how I feel about it. Like, if it happens, whatever. I'm not going to cry over it.
Blonde, we literally have airships flying over Velia.
That's believable with the realm of like advanced, like
I
hextech
have
fantasy. Like
I
we're
walk
getting technology and moving into a modern age of magic.
Bond.
That's believable.
I walk through Kalfion and there's some anime hentai-gasm face on every single banner
Listen,
in Kalfion. Do you understand?
that's the players, okay?
There
That's
is no
not the game
immersion.
design.
It's not
I
there.
don't know. I feel pretty immersed, but listen, it's all preference, so it's whatever.
Ah, God. It's a fantasy game. I want to be able to dress my character the way that I want. I would agree that there's probably like a limit, but like they're gonna make a gunner class. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on like, is it Gunner as in like we're like Lucian shooting two bullets, beep,
Yes.
beep, 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 beep,
Yes,
or
that's
is it
what it
gonna
is
be
every
like
time.
I'm like a dwarf with a big old blunderbuss? This is the Gunner. You know what I mean? Like, are we gonna have Marty making like some weird like again like hex tech magic shooty weapon thing like musket? Like is like it depends on what their idea of it
I
is,
feel like
but
that's what they're gonna go. That's like
I feel like it's gonna be
my
some
feeling.
magic stuff. Yeah, it's not gonna be
No,
like a
I think it's gonna be
traditional.
double pistol, like the standard. It's basically cut and paste from Lost Ark. Watch it,
One
like
piece.
I'm thinking an
I don't
MF
know.
looking
We'll
Lucian
see.
style thing.
And technically, the gun class is Corsair, right? That's
That's what I
literally a
keep telling
cannon.
people. They're like, oh
It's a
my God, the first
harpoon. The
gun
cannon
class, and
and
Corsair's like, what?
It's a
a
harpoon launcher. What are you talking
harpoon.
about?
Yeah, Corsair's literally reloading.
I
And
don't know.
so is Zerker
How
has an
crazy would it be?
arm
We're expecting
cannon.
like two one-hander pistol guys, and we're gonna get like the heavy machine gun magic gun where he's just shooting magic cannonballs or something like that, and he's like lugging it around like before we get a dwarf with literally a cannon on his side, and he's just shooting stuff. Because technically, the berserker like literally has a cannon on his arm, right? Made by the dwarves, so it could happen. I mean,
What if it's
that's
just
a
like an assault rifle? Just like modern Call of Duty Modern Warfare assault rifle.
AK-47 just
I don't.
gunning people down. It's
It is
no
what it
different
is, I
than
guess. I
Ranger,
don't
to be
know.
honest. Like, how is your bow doing more damage than my gun? Can't wait for that comment.
Yeah.
That's
This is
gonna go
bringing my merchant. Wouldn't
super.
my gun be stronger?
Yeah.
True.
Immersion. Okay, immersion. Is the answer every time we ask for stuff like that. Okay, it does look like we're running a little low on time here, so why don't we go with closing thoughts across the board. We started with Jakun last time. We'll end with Blonde Bear this time. So, Jay,
Oh wait, am I starting or is one
closing
Bear's
thoughts and
closing
outro.
thoughts?
I literally
Is
made that
that
so
I hope?
confusing so that neither of you would know if you should speak.
I
I
was
like
like,
I did like a
wait, Blonde Bear
circle and then
last.
came
Sorry,
back and
Jakun last. I was like,
I did like a circle. And I was like, we'll see if I can actually like trip him up, and then they just have no idea who's the most of the top. I was so good at it. Oh
Oh
God.
man. All right. Closing thoughts is that I hope bartering gets better, and I hope I get some awesome costumes, and I hope that I get the null on the next box. And you can find me over at twitch.tv/ShakenVT before the T.
All right, and Blonde Bear.
I can't wait for Jay to tell me if the bartering changes are really good and stuff. That'll be great when he lets me know because he's got the ship stuff now. And
Why,
yeah.
Jay, of the people on this podcast, who's going to tell you if the bartering changes are good or not?
Well, yeah, I've been watching Jay do a lot of boat stuff, so I feel like he's like in it right now. He's like in the zone,
Yeah, I'm
you
in the
know.
zone.
Oh my
He's
God, shut up. Jay only has
UI, I think they can keep going with more UI stuff. I hope they modernize it a little bit more, make everything more functional. The friends list could definitely get like just a small few things here and there that would completely change everything for us. But I'm excited. Slowly but surely we're getting the updates. We got the new grind spot coming. That'll be cool. And then I guess eventually we'll be getting sulfur. So slowly but
Yeah.
surely. But yeah, we're getting there. And then Kalfion Ball's coming up, what, 2 3 months roughly? So
Heidelball, Heidelball, Heidelball.
Idleball, sorry. Yeah, we'll see. That'll be interesting. You
Neither
catch
of
me at
you are
twitch.tv
going.
slash you catch me at twitch.tv/bondbear this Sunday at midnight. Guardian and I are going to be tapping our pendebos. We're doing pendebo earrings. We have like 40 or 50 earrings saved. We both have a few 100 billion silver, so it's going to be a big old fest. If anybody also wants to tap with us, if you have like 10 debo earrings you want to tap, You got till Sunday.
When you say Sunday midnight, do you mean like Saturday night when it hits like
Sunday going into Monday? Because like, it's going to be
Sunday, okay,
April,
got it.
It'll be April 1st, so we're going to tap it right after midnight into April 1st.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
There is no shot. There is no way that anyone is going to come join you to enhance with you, because that's how you lose friends. Okay, you're already going to lose friends, because one of you is going to get something, because both of you are carried.
So bad.
Both of you are carried out of your minds. So like, I'm going to be reporting both of you. But like, don't make me report anybody else, because they got carried too. They're innocent, man. Why you got to make me do that to people?
I don't know. You know, everybody's always like, oh, like, you know, when we hang out IRL or something, people are like, oh, can you click my thing? Like, oh, if I, like, they have their dogs or their pets or whatever, or their girlfriends click their mice to get their enhancement to go. Like, how cool would it be that, you know, we do a group enhancement and I'm clicking your enhance? Like, come on. Like, we could totally. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you want that to happen?
Wow.
Like, wouldn't you want me to be tapping your pen devo for you? I'm just saying, like, kind of true. Fate.
Yeah, Blumry's kind of boosted when it comes to Debos. So.
But Ellie's getting kind of handsy, bro. What the hell? But Ellie's reaching his trunk up. Wave. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, my. Look away. Oh, my God. Oh, bro. I don't even want to know what's happening over there. That's crazy. That's insane. Okay. Yeah. And I am Blue Squatter. There's always something happening on this channel. There's typically two new YouTube videos every single day. I've been focused on guides a lot recently, trying to get more guides out for the game so I can build a little bit more of a foundation. And honestly, I got to use them. You know the best part about releasing guides, guys?
What?
People will come into my chat and ask me about something, and I could just be like, I have a guide for this. I have a guide for that. Nice. I have a guide for this. I mean, I answer the questions still, but like... But no, I mean, like, it helps people. Like, I can just, like, refer people to stuff, so... Honestly, the guides have been kind of goated lately. But yeah, there's always stuff happening here. Our podcast here, guys, you can always listen to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It goes up on there as well every week. Just make sure you hit that follow button so we can see how many people are interested and do that, because that does cost money. But we love the Old Moon Podcast here. And from all of us here, have a great rest of your week.